Okay.
We support ICE and law enforcement. I support ICE.
That's crazy, bro.
I don't know what's crazy about this.
Yeah, I'm going to punch you.
You're going to punch me?
Yes.
And you're going to get in trouble for that.
Okay.
Whoa. Chill out, bro. I stand for my beliefs. I'm going to peacefully stand here and support my beliefs. I support ICE and law enforcement.
Yourself.
Whoa, that's against school code. No swearing in the school.
Dog, you're so uncool. Why would you do this in your video? Why are you kidding me? This is your teacher.
Code. No swearing in the school.
My main thought seeing this is, for one, the conservative kid recording this never had a chance. He was born into an environment where his ideology is 100% captured by grifting content creators. Like, he never even had the opportunity to have a normal life. It's gonna do, I'm telling you guys, in 5 years, there's going to be a swarm of, like, elementary school conservative. You know how sometimes conservative parents will, like, get their kids to do some cringy pro-conservative social media bullshit? Like, they'll have their kids act out some stupid skit, and, like, you know the parents are doing it, but they pretend the kid's doing it? There are going to be kids unironically doing it in elementary school, you know? There's gonna be kids wearing freedom shirts to celebrate, like, the in memoriam of Charlie Kirk on the anniversary of his assassination, like in fourth grade or something. They're going to be getting into scraps over it. Jesus Christ. This type of kid has always existed. They have never not been the most despised person in their class in any given era. It's crazy how quickly conservatives gave up on their own cultural dominance, man. Right now, Trump's popularity is deeply underwater for young men. Not just young people, but young men, you know? They didn't even have 1 year. They had no time at all. And now conservatives, like, I guess, a year and a half ago, the common fear was that, like, the entire Gen Alpha demographic was going to grow up to be Hitlerite. Remember? Because popularity for Trump shifted, like, very much positively for that age demographic right before he and right after he won the election. So everyone was like, millennials and maybe Gen Z were the last progressive generation. This generation is going to be, like, perma-conservative. And, Trump personally slam dunked, elbow dropped his own approval with that demographic by like 60 or 70 points in a year. There's hope now. Not just hope, but like they're now again the most progressive generation, more so than Gen Z. Young people going right was made up anyway. Well, it was very insubstantial, you know? I think the big shift here really is that young people are and always have been the trendsetters for what's cool. You know, of course they are. That's always how it's all human history. They're like that. And the second Trump administration just immediately became the least cool thing in the world. Like it was all of that hype and aura leading up to the election. Then they get in power and oh, Trump like shits his pants daily. Everyone's incredibly cringy whenever they're in front of the camera. Nobody knows what they're doing. You're going to spend all your time pretending he's not in the Epstein files. If you question him, he like rages out. He has a crash out in front of the camera, then leaves. Like it's so uncool. What is there to defend here? It is kind of heartening to know that even young people have a baseline appreciation for the concept of competence, you know? Like even for 18, 19-year-olds or whatever, they're still like, it's pretty embarrassing. It's pretty embarrassing how bad they are at doing this stuff. Isn't it a bit concerning, though? Trump getting less popular means we get more of this grievance politics grift? Sure, but they're, like, ostracized. Look at how uncool this kid is. Look at everyone standing away from him. He's the pro-ICE guy at an anti-ICE student protest, you know? Like, I don't know, Republicans making fools out of themselves, being unpopular, uncool, and unlikable. It's, I don't know, get in the corner, I guess. This is your place.
Right now, we also have students walking out of the building as well, starting their protest.
I support ICE and law enforcement. Am I allowed to stay here?
You are allowed to.
Okay.
Am I allowed? Teacher! Am I allowed to stand? Hey, everyone, look, check it out. I'm allowed to be here.
I'm allowed to have this sign too, like everyone else? Okay. I just stand for my beliefs, you know, like this is okay.
God. This got a lot of likes because Twitter's botted, but everyone I've seen has been making fun of this guy. So, the real hero. It's got the same energy to that roundhouse kick from the abortion protest in Portland. Remember the guy who like does like the colon P, and then the wind up, it, like a full like 4 second input lag before the swing around. Really good. Oh, that was Toronto, not Portland. Toronto. Okay. Well, Toronto, Portland. Okay. I'm in the ballpark. Show it. I mean, if somebody posts it, here you go.
They actually have people filming you the whole time.
Classic. Kill with kindness.
Guess what?
Hey. Distraction of private property. It's against the law.
If somebody gets raped by somebody and they're like, I'm a 16-year-old and I can't have this baby, think you should keep it?
It's a baby. Yeah. If someone was raped and she gave birth and she decided to kill her 3-year-old child.
I've seen it so many times, and it just every time. No, the body language is absolutely perfect. It can't be improved on. He didn't even wait for her to finish answering. He was like, I'm going to try diplomacy. And it's the moment it became clear that wasn't a viable solution, he was like, all right, I have a backup strategy that I've been keeping in mind. Woke too before it was popular. Play one more time. No. It's very good. I've seen it many times. I'll probably see it again in the near future too. Dude, look at the popular sentiment from the other side. 69,000 likes. He stood on business, made you look like a bitch. Shout out to that king. You know, momentum has to there's the damn video. Momentum has to shift. Oh no, that's a different one. Momentum has to shift pretty heavily towards the left for people to be like, oh, the 300-pound high schooler, that's the guy I'm on the side of. You know what I mean? I'm just talking about like internet bias, you know? We know where we are. It's also a really good frame. He's even got the Giga Chad eyebrow going on. No, it does look like he's locked in for like a high. Yeah, for sure. Incredible concentration. Baki character. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. No, for sure. Oh my God. Clavicular is jealous of this kid. The structure is there. I see Clavicular got a article in the New York Times. Unironically, having less, he looks like a scared doe here. Nowhere near as confident as our Giga Chad box maxer here, you know? Clavicular needs a bigger hammer. Yeah, clearly. And maybe to stop applying it to his own lips. They're going to be mainstream pretty soon, man. Didn't you see? Clavicular got a goddamn New York Times biopic. Clavicular is 6'2", weighs 180 pounds, and has a 31-inch waist. His biacromial width, basically the span of the clavicle from which the 20-year-old streamer gets his name, is 19.5 inches. He has a mid-face ratio, which is derived by dividing the distance from the pupil to the mouth by the distance between the pupils of 1.07. His chin-to-philtrum ratio is 2.6. He really got it all laid out. According to Clavicular, these calculations make him handsome. Just not as handsome as the actor Matt Bomer. Clavicular dismisses concerns that the subculture is racist as dumb. Look at that fool trying to calculate beauty. I think that, I don't know, it's probably bad for the collective consciousness that stuff like this entertains people. Because you're basically, like, Clavicular is no different from the, trashy early 2000s plastic surgery addicted women who end up looking like grotesque monsters by the time they're 30 that everyone would gawk at on TV. It's just that there's a more modern, you know, more distributed culture of showcasing like what they're doing and why. But you could easily imagine like a live streaming version of one of those women, you know, back before live streaming was a thing. But if you took that to today, the only difference really is that because they're women and everyone would just laugh at them. Whereas with Clavicular, you get this weird semi-ironic culture of standing him, even though he's a lolcow. Very weird stuff. Miss Butterface, that's what I was thinking of. Do you think it's a form of body dysmorphia? I mean, these people are all grifters, so I have no idea if Clavicular actually does any of the stuff that he said. Like, he said he uses a million substances and does the bone smashing. I don't know if he actually does. I mean, he just looks like a kid, basically. So, like, who knows? People are laughing at him, what? Yeah, but that's the nature of the culture, right? We kind of talked about that a bit with Nick Fuentes, where you have, like, it's the modern lolcow culture is you simultaneously root for and mock the person. It used to be you found like abject losers online, and then you made like narratives out of how they're losers. But nowadays, people are like, wait, I can get attention by being a loser? Let's go, loser maxing! And now the modern, like Dark Side Phil, I feel like, is much more indicative of how this thing played out, right? Everyone thought that it would be like Chris Chan everywhere. Oh, you just find the big losers online. But there are so many losers, and people lose interest. What you really find is that a lot of these people like the attention, so they play into it, and now everyone has the right. It's like Pokemon trainers. Everyone has their own like variety of like, how do I play into being a freak, you know? And that's the way to maintain attention. Like, do you think Clavicular would get the amount of money that he's getting through donos and like stream attention and so on if he wasn't like that? Like, what does he have outside the mental illness? He's like a fairly regular looking guy, right? I mean, he's handsome, I guess, not like exceptionally so. Where does he go else, like outside of that, you know? It's the only way they can maintain their careers. And people are cruel. Given enough time, the interest falls off pretty quickly. God, look what happened to the Tates. You did it, though. You did it being the good person and being a live streamer. Yeah, well, I never sought to be a locale. Localdom found me. But yeah, no, like, you don't have to do that. But it's an easy way of... Look, it's... Okay, one of the main reasons I stopped doing debates is because I noticed almost everyone I talked to was doing this. Like, they didn't care whether they looked like a fool. They just wanted to be the guy being a fool, because then they could go live and they could be like, take a look how I handled my business over here. And then like, it doesn't matter what they did. They could have shit themselves on stream. It would not matter. They love the attention, and it gets them attention, you know? And I'm not participating in that. Midwestern Marks with the last straw. Oh my God, yeah, holy shit. Though he did have a platform beforehand. So in fairness, there was like a some precedent to that. It's just that Ice Kid over and over. It's just that Ice Kid over and over and over. Yeah. It's the I support Ice Kid at the school protest isn't doing that because he thinks it's going to springboard him into like a long-term media career or whatever. He's doing it because getting eyeballs on you is just the only way to make money through producing online content. Nobody wants quality. Though I do hear Clavicular's been putting out some quality stuff. Didn't he do like a fashion show? I look up Clavicular on Twitter, what do I get? 6'5" Australian Terra Chad, androgenics, flown to the US and bone smashed Max in order to hunt down the ASU frat leader and engage in a mug off to avenge Clavicular after the brutal frame mug incident that took place last week. Overdoing it. Not as funny when you overdo it. All right, so that's the first thing that pops up. ASU frat leader, okay. Oh, by the way, did you know this was Clavicular? I only found this out like a week ago. You guys might remember this image of the shredded young guy having his ancient, wilting grandmother hold the phone up in front of the mirror. This is Clavicular from like 3 or 4 years ago before he got big. So he was kind of always a locale, I guess, because this is like a pretty crazy... You can tell, look at his face. It's him. Clavicular was mid-jestergooning when a group of foids came over and spiked his cortisol levels. Hate to see it happen. Where is the fashion concert that he did? Where's the runway modeling? Oh, God. I'm on Kick for the first time in my life. What is this platform? This is not how you walk on a runway, okay? Okay, listen. Eyes forward, chest up, shoulders square, confident, poised, all right? No, you're nervous. Your arms are moving too much. No, 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 no! Ah, my cortisol! Ah, the... He's slouching, man. There, look at her. Look at her. You're moving too fast because you're nervous. You've caught up to her. You have to... Dude, look at how quickly he caught up to her. She wasn't even in the adjacent row, and he just zoomed over. She is mugging him. Dog, a void is mugging you. And then he slows down because he realizes he's racing through it. Letting the camera guy cast a shadow on you? Ugh, Jesus. It's a disaster out here. It's a disaster out here.
I think I walked a little too fast there.
You did.
Is that good? Too fast, too fast, too fast. Yeah, I know. Quick. I might have gone a little too fast there. My bad. Yeah, I fucked up a little bit. Yeah, I know. I know, my B.
Well, good first effort. While that chat is brutal. Listen, I'm in favor of clavicular being popular because I think that in the interest of feminism, we need to give as many young men eating disorders as young women have. And that's what he's working to accomplish. The purpose of the incel movement is to inflict a comparable level of mental damage to young men as young women have to endure. And I think that's nice. Yeah. I think it's a very, very equality minded. I feel like we should stop giving attention. Nah, it's not. Listen, he's just one guy. He's a blip, right? As is so often the case, odds are pretty soon he'll be out the window. It'll be some other guy, right? It's not that important. What's more interesting is the social wave that has allowed him to do what he's doing right now. You know what I mean? The popularity, the zeitgeist. Miss Kirk, wait, probably a different Kirk. Under the eye of a docent, clavicular petted a sturgeon. He recoiled. It's like when you drop your phone in the toilet, he said, later excusing himself to quote, hand sanitizer, Max. He and Miss Kirk wandered into a section called Bizarre and Beautiful. They pressed their noses up against a tank of luminescent jellyfish, but they didn't touch. Though clavicular's aesthetic ideal is hypermasculine, he believes he is currently infertile because of testosterone replacement therapy, which can affect fertility. Earlier that day, clavicular confessed that knowing he could have sex with a woman was in some ways better than the deed itself, which, quote, is going to gain me nothing. It's a big time saver, he said. Back in the aquarium, asked whether she was on a date, Miss Kirk paused to consider. I think so, she said. This is actually riveting. This is actually very, 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 this is very interesting. Zizek posting? None of these people want to have sex with women. That's terrifying to them. Are you kidding me? Today, 10,000 people regularly watch clavicular stream. I get comparable numbers. Where's my New York Times piece? Well, I guess I'm not as funny. My bit's not as funny as clavicular's. What is my bit? When stream ends, I'm going grocery shopping. Is that my bit? You're too anti-Israel? Ah. What are you getting at the store? Well, my birthday is tomorrow, so I'm going to get some ingredients to make a chocolate peanut butter cake. Some conservative influencers have tried to wrest him into the right-wing manosphere, but clavicular maintains all politics are jester, a foolish pursuit. To me, the big thing this signifies is how uncool being right-wing became, like, overnight, you know? Everybody who went to that club in Miami and started dancing around to the Heil Hitler song from Kanye, all of them have, on some level, distanced themselves from orthodox conservative culture war posting. Like, Andrew and Tristan Tate are now open lolcows. Like, they just exist to post on Twitter and get 5K likes, 5K replies. You know, Sneeko for like a year now has been self-consciously posting about how embarrassing all this is for the broader movement. Nick Fuentes is openly renouncing the term white nationalist in reference to himself because he's tired of feeling like he has to defend obnoxious, low IQ, right-wing culture war grievances, as if you can be a white nationalist and not do that. And clavicular thinks that it's foolish to get involved in politics, even if he consistently associates with right-wingers. All this tells me is that the incel movement remains culturally right-wing. They just find it deeply embarrassing to have to associate themselves with, like, Trump, basically, you know? Why does he always look sweaty? Because he's always nervous. Nick Fuentes says women are ruining clavicular for him. Do women pay attention to clavicular? Is that his target audience?
Pam, one stupid bitch, said Pam Bondi is jester maxing and currently being frame mogged by the House Judiciary Committee. She's experiencing visible cortisol spikes as she gets fact mogged while perjury maxing. It goes on. She goes back in for more. Zero composure gains, getting reclamation mogged every 45 seconds for filibuster maxing. That's intelligent pop.
He is right, by the way. When you start overusing, obviously, yeah.
Women ruin everything. Women ruin everything. A guy does something really funny. Other guys take notice and say, that's pretty funny. Then the dumbest bitch you've ever heard comes on the internet. She thinks she's so quirky.
It's true, man. Only women do this.
She thinks she's being so nonchalant, and then she just beats the joke to death. Then she goes in and she fucking beats it to death gratuitously.
it's exclusively men who use those terms. Yeah, it is pretty crazy to do this bit. This, like, dude, women ruin every subculture they join, and the subculture in question is an exclusively male right-wing incel community. Like, what are you, where are the women at, dog? Do you mean, like liberal women making fun of you from the outside? All of this shit that's happening on Kick, this is all like a male in group. The demographics here are insanely slanted towards men. Where is this isn't happening.
And she comes back for seconds and thirds. Gesture maxing, frame mog, cortisol, fact mog, perjury. Shut up. Then she tags in Brett Cooper. It's a two-man. Brett Cooper quote tweets, crying emoji.
All right, I don't know. This is some, like, very specific grievance. If you want clavicular, shoot your shot before he passes to an early grave from all the drugs he takes. You gotta shoot your shot. You see what happened to Cheapy Reviews, The Right Is Falling? Yeah, I saw. Oh, shut the fuck about white women. Always trying to tag the white in front of it. Is that misogyny? That's misogyny in my comfort Nazi streamer. Well, not Nazi anymore, actually. Politically ambiguous, politically homeless, white identitarian. Oh, they're talking about the fashion show here. I mean, are we not pretending these guys will definitely start promoting JD Vance in 28? Genuinely, I don't know if they will. Because again, the main thing they care about is their bottom line. And right now, the right-wing brand, the Republican brand, is so toxic that they are like pulling away from it as a matter of self-preservation, you know, which is pretty funny. They probably will, but there is a consequence to being uncool. Like, we've seen this for years and years with Democrats, right? The Democrats pay a political price for consistently being lame, you know? Like, there is a consequence there. There is a reason why it's bad to be that. You aren't homeless. Welcome to the wide world of independence. Nick Fuentes? I look forward to his New York Times profile on his midterm vote. When the police searched him, the officers found two pills, an Adderall pill and an oral steroid. Maybe it's not a bit. Whether you like it or not, Clavicular and Nick Fuentes are, you could call them, I don't know, watermark. They're like watershed indicators for a certain type of community online, not just the right wing. Not just the right wing. Are they right wing? Are they right wing affiliated? Yeah, but I've got a black pill for you guys. Not actually a black pill if you think about it, but it sounds like one. A lot of the people who like those guys are not consciously right wing. They might be like super irony poisoned internet lolcow lovers who just like the fact that Nick and Clavicular are funny and entertaining and every day there's some new hijinks or whatever. There are a lot of people who are like that, you know? I don't know what exactly, like what proportion of their audience is that versus people who are like hardline partisans, but my guess is that over time fewer of them are going to become hardline partisans because it's a difficult environment to be a hardline partisan in for Republicans when they're this uncool. You know, a good counterexample to this would be Mamdani. Mamdani is the only example I can think of right now of a politician who you can wholeheartedly support while also being edgy, irreverent, and cool. Mamdani is cool. Supporting Mamdani is cool. You get to point at him and laugh. You get to laugh with them at him. Whatever, it doesn't matter. You can make jokes about him. It's no big deal, you know. You can make jokes with him. You can attack the people who don't like him. You can point out that he's cool, right? You get to stand on your 2 feet and defend him hard and push out at the same time. And you can do that as like a regular policy wonk, or you can do that as like an edgy, irreverent, you know, Red Scare Chapo type or whatever the fuck else. You know, you can do that as like me. You could do that. You could do that as Nick Fuentes. Nick Fuentes, I don't know, maybe he has done it. You could easily, as Nick Fuentes, construct a bit where you're basically complimenting Mamdani for like defying the New York deep state Jewish tyranny and winning or whatever. And his audience would go along with it, not just because he's playing into their pre-existing anti-Semitic biases, but also because Mamdani just carries an energy that makes it easy to get on board with him, right? No matter where you are, makes it very, very, very easy to stand with him. So far, Mamdani's popularity has only gone up since he became mayor, too. It's just gone up and up and up. Very, very high levels of popularity. So, we'll see. He does carry a flame. Yeah. Even Trump did that? Yeah, to an extent. A lot of people who like Trump and a lot of the, like, meme magic energy that Trump carried prior to his elections, both in 2016 and 2024, were from people who weren't, like, principled partisans, if that makes any sense. I know it's difficult to think of these people because it's insane to me, the idea of being like that flippant with your political decision making when the consequences are so like dire. But there are just a lot of people who are like that. That's so stupid. It is very, very stupid. Yeah, for sure. It's very stupid. I've seen Nazi channels like Breezy Politics defend Mamdani. Yeah, no, genuinely. What a lot of people want is lifestyle based. It's personality based. It's not really about the politics. And that's bad. I mean, I think that points towards a broader nihilism, like a disinterest in political outcome. But a lot of people do want it, which is, again, why you need like a knockout Democrat. You can't have like a Biden type.